Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of May 21st, and a look ahead at your weekend. According to the state's COVID-19 dashboard, 65% of Cranford residents 18 and older have been fully vaccinated as of last Friday, and 77% have received at least one dose. Cranford police arrested a suspected vehicle thief Tuesday afternoon following a chase that began in Kenilworth. The suspect abandoned the vehicle and fled into Lenape Park. Following about an hour of searching, Cranford officers spotted the suspect in a marshy area of Nomahegan Park. Friday afternoon at 4, the softball team hosts Summit in the quarterfinals of the Union County Tournament. Also at 4, the tennis team hosts Oratory Prep. The track team will be in Plainfield to take part in the Union County Relays. To round out Friday action, the girls' lacrosse team hosts Gill St. Bernard's. On Saturday, the boys' lacrosse team plays Cedar Grove at home starting at 11. Sunday afternoon at 12:30, the baseball team faces Westfield in the semifinals of the Union County Tournament at Kane University. Temperatures will steadily warm through the weekend, according to the National Weather Service. Friday's high at 84 under mostly sunny skies. On Saturday, it will be partly sunny and a slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon with a high of 89. Sunday, we'll see a high of 92 under mostly sunny skies. Again, there is a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. The Cranford Municipal Alliance and the Cranford Drive-In Theater are hosting a family night showing of The Karate Kid in the parking lot of the Orange Avenue Pool Friday evening. On Saturday, the Cranford Relay for Life takes place outside Cranford High School. Between 11 and 1, there's a survivors get-together, and between 8 and 11, there'll be a Luminaria drive-through. For more area events, check Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.